Okay, so that was Outrun there, and Magical Sound Shower, and Shining Wisdom, Heraldic Emblem of Wisdom, and the story of 4-2, Shrine of Sound, apparently, despite the fact it wasn't quite playing properly. I don't quite know how the actual song was like 12 seconds long, but there we go. I might have accidentally pressed the skip button, I'm not sure. Before that we had Victory Goal 97, and a song called Victory Goal 97, really. So obviously the little delay in getting the microphone turned back on there was so that I could start the next podcast encoding. So this podcast is now the start of hours 7 and 8. My word, it's,
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to see the fact that we're already a quarter of the way through this show already. And,
And how far are you through your Pepsi supplies?
How far am I through my Pepsi? I've actually run out. I only brought two cans up. So, the first chance I get in the morning, I'm gonna have to go get some more. So, eep. Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
Right. Mr. Awesome says he doubts it's gonna that the donation drive is gonna reach 750 quid for this half an hour of Hatsune Miku. Well, basically, if we go by current standards, by 12 hours we should be on 480, and then you should be on 720 by 6. By 18 hours. So it could, if we continue to current speed, it could still happen.
Well, let's be honest, it's unlikely to continue at its current speed, but if it did, you would be closing in on a grand before the end of the 24 hours.
It's not a bad little total, that, is it? It's certainly something that I'm not going to be complaining about anytime soon. It would just be amazing. I would expect BBC Children in Need to at least give us a passing mention if we raise that much for them, because £1,000 is not something to be sniffed at. It's not.
Do bear in mind that £1,000 is still kind of pitiful when you compare it to somehow how much some companies raise for these events.
It is, but at the same time, we're talking a little radio station, a little video game radio station who can only accommodate 50 people at a time. Although I do actually now have a runoff, Resident SD did set us up a runoff stream if we need it. So, I don't think we will, but it's there if we need it.
Worst comes to worst, we could have just set up a dual stream, got you on SSR and told XS people we'd go listen to SSR. It's not quite as good, but it'll do.
And we've just had another donation come through.
Oh, that's good. What have we got?
I don't know, I'll have a look at that.
Oh, it's by Anonymous. But hey, 250 quid. Mr. Anonymous.
Anonymous. It's usually the kind of thing that the donation comes through first, and then the who actually made it comes through later.
Fair enough. Well, while we are waiting for that to come through, we actually have a topic of discussion, and I'm trying to remember what it is.
You want to use the Illusion series, the Mickey Mouse Illusion?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should play the Mickey Mouse, what's it called? The Mickey Mouse Mark for shit, for laughs.
Mickey Mouse March? Ooh, what game is that from?
It's been in quite a few games, but at the same time, it's not actually originating from the game.
Oh, I don't know if I've got it then. Hang on. I can't see it under World of Illusion.
It wouldn't been under any Illusion games, I don't think.
I probably don't have it then.
But anyway. But yes, I think it's a series that both of us remember quite fondly as a kid.
The only one that I really remember quite fondly is Castle of Illusion. I have played Land and World, but Castle's the one that holds the most appeal to me, really.
One, Mega Drive or the Master System one?
Master System.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, no, I must admit, I think in order I played them, I actually played Land of Illusion first, then Castle of Illusion on the Master System. I never played Legend of Illusion.
Is it Legend? I thought it was Land. Was there a Land of Illusion and a Legend?
It went Castle, Land, Legend, I think. But I never played Legend. I still haven't played Legend.
I can't spell Illusion. Let's have a look. Oh no, there was four. There was Castle, Land, World and Legend. Why hadn't I heard of Legend then?
World was on the Mega Drive.
World was on the Mega Drive. Land was the Master System one. And I think Legend was as well.
Also Master System, I think. But, I must admit, Land is one that I hold quite fondly, I think, just because it was one of my first. Though World has its funny moments. So basically, I'm just trying to think. I think one of the funny moments was when you've got two players and you can get Mickey to pull Donald's fat ass through tight spaces.
Awesome.
Yeah, poor old Vector's like, to get through tight spaces. Oh shit, your ass is too big. Mickey just pull. See what happens. I think in one of the levels, actually, Donald's butt was so big that once you pulled him through, it started making the stage collapse. I think what was nice about World of Illusion was the fact that actually Mickey and Donald had separate stages. So ones Mickey could crawl through, and Donald had to do separate ones for places that his butt was too big to get through.
Yeah.
And then even on top, you had separate levels as well for that just changed. They changed because Donald and Mickey were together, and it was specifically two-player levels. I'll have to dig a copy of that out at some point if I ever get a guest around here.
It has been a while since I've played any of the Illusion games, to be quite honest with you.
I don't remember how long it's been. I'd love to play the Castle games again.
Castle of Illusion, the Master System, was a quality game. Love it.
To be honest, both the Master System one and the the Mega Drive one as well. They were both good. And to Castle and Burner, we're not talking about Kingdom Hearts, we're talking about a game that came out well before then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his magical bottom, which can kill enemies. That's essentially what it was.
It was.
Although I think I always refer to it as butt bouncing.
I wouldn't be surprised if most people referred to it as that. Ironically, it was Castle Inferno who had sent that new donation through, so. I can hear what sound like geese up my window.
Early birds, maybe?
Probably. Sound does travel around this sort of part of town, because we're near quite a few fields, so.
Castle Inferno, you are a heretic. Go play them.
Yes, please go play them. Phantasy Star was good on the Master System. I never really got into the early Phantasy Stars, I have to be honest. I like trying to play them, but I just can't get into them. It's the whole first-person battle thing just really throws me off a bit.
That's not what bugs me. What bugs me is that you actually have no absolutely no clue of where you're going. And that was kind of the point, to make the game last longer, was the whole point was you just aimlessly wander about and trying to figure out what you do, but that's part of the reason the game lasted so long.
Yeah.
Not quite the way you do it this day and age, but hey.
No, games this day and age, they handhold you an awful lot.
Yeah, well, I must admit I was discussing something with a person the other day, and I was saying, you know, I was actually pointing out that they were having trouble, they wanted to make like a dinosaur, but they wanted to know what material to make their scales out of so it would both deflect bullets and swords, and it's like, well, that line you just make up a material, it's like, well no, it's got to be real world based, it's like, yeah, fair enough, I mean, I made up this material here for my sword so it can channel dark and light energy, and he was like, well, what's the atomic number? I was like, I don't know what the atomic number is, I haven't really thought that far. It's like, well, then I'm just always going to be, it's like, well, no, I'd rather focus on making the gameplay first and then the story. It's like, well, no, you've got to make the story first. So, no, I think I'm going to still work it my way.
I think different people have different ways of doing things, don't they?
Yeah, but, I mean, personally, unless the story is a very core part of the gameplay, a la Phoenix Wright, you know, where you know, the gameplay and the story have to go hand in hand, then, no, gameplay more important. Also, people are now arguing over Coke and Pepsi. I'm going to be an absolute git and go, both suck. Actually, where the hell did Virgin Cola go? That's an odd one.
Virgin Cola was amazing. I'm not quite sure what happened there, actually. But Virgin, I mean, Coke, I prefer Pepsi over Coke. I will drink either of them, but I do prefer Pepsi over Coke. But if you threw Virgin into the equation, I would take Virgin over either of them. Virgin Cola is amazing.
I don't like Coke. Full stop. I don't like Pepsi or Coke. I'm not fond of the taste, and I dislike the caffeine. But now the only reason Virgin came up was because actually I was, as part of my job, they came up. Because obviously in 2006 they're a bit bigger. I can even tell you who supplied them, so probably if you wanted to get your hands on some, I could probably tell you, and you can bug the company and see if they can give you some.
I'm not in that much of a desperate rush, but Oh yeah, of course, yeah, people who live in America, they wouldn't know what Virgin is, would they? It was a... Richard Branson, does that name ring a bell to anybody? Because if not, then...
I suppose Virgin Airways doesn't do... I suppose, actually, most Americans will take American Airways over Virgin Airways.
Probably. I don't know.
They are a strange race, almost as strange as the English. I shall sit in a proud corner and be Cornish race.
Good old Cornish people.
Confused many people.
Faygo Cola? No, not heard of that. Royal Crown? No, not heard of that. It seems we've obviously got our different brands that people haven't heard of. The American people in the IRC haven't heard of Virgin Cola. In fact, let's open this up to the floor a little bit. If you're listening in on Twitter and you have, you know, let's have ourselves a little Coke debate. As in the drink, not the drug. Because, you know, we never know what people are like on the internet these days. What do you prefer? We'll keep it between, obviously, if you're British, then we'll have it as Coke, Pepsi, or Virgin. But if you're American, then obviously any of the other variants. Because, you know, it seems you've... Or if you have actually heard of Virgin.
I think it'll be mostly Pepsi and Coke. I don't think Virgin Cola exists anymore. I believe it's discontinued.
That
doesn't mean believe this LP tape was 3 years on production.
No, you can still get it. It used to be exclusive to Asda, but it seems they've stopped now. And you can still get it in, like, British newsagents, apparently. It's still being bottled in the UK.
Interesting. I was going to say, it definitely wasn't exclusive to Asda in 2006, because my client was selling it. So.
Hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things. Personally, I'm going to go with, I did like Coke. Actually, except Cherry Coke. That's the one Coke I like.
It's still served on Virgin Atlantic flights and at Virgin Cinemas, which makes sense, I suppose. It was previously sold in onboard shops on Virgin trains, but no longer the case. Gulliver's Kingdom chain of theme parks in the UK also sells post-mix Virgin Cola. Oh, well, there you go. Hmm.
Yes, that's what I'm outraged on, right? And, yeah, don't start going with, well, I buy Tesco Value Cola because you really do not want to know what's in that crap. Take it from someone who knows what's in it. Mind you... Mind you, I get to look at a lot of, like, personal emails as part of my current job. I say personal emails to the company I work for. Or is our client, anyway. But, I look at some of the, like, transcriptions between people on them. And it's interesting to see what different people's priorities are. Some people, it's all business, which is fair enough, because that's what it's meant to be used for. But I was looking through a specific account the other day, and basically, the one person, the entirety of their emails was just, like, rude jokes. And then the second one was them constantly telling how many girls they've banged. That was the entirety of their emails. Like, yeah, I'm not quite sure you've got your priorities right here.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah. Oh, what about Crystal Pepsi now? I remember reading about Crystal Pepsi. This was clear. It was clear Coke.
That sounds like it could be dangerous. I have no idea.
No, it didn't seem to really be problem. It didn't seem to be just a bit of a problem. I think it was more the fact that people stopped buying it. But apparently it's rumoured, according to Wikipedia here, it's rumoured to be back in stores for a time in March 2012.
Interesting. It doesn't look like it's a problem. I might try a bit, we'll see. What you'll probably find is, like, 10 years down the line, everybody that drunk it is going to have, like, some kind of severe, weird form of cancer where their, you know, right hand elongates into huge tentacles or something, I don't know.
It's a bit random, that is. It's a bit random.
And we need a...
Anyways, we've had another 20 minutes without music, so we should probably rectify that.
Why, do you want me to start singing then?
No. I mean, it's probably time for another music break. Get some more music on for people to listen to and chill out and we've had Tales1137 saying he loved the Generation Celebrations podcast. Well, that's nice. It's nice to hear. It's the first comment I've had on that one, actually. It's the, obviously what we did last Friday for when the game came out. Cool. Right, let's get some more music on. So we're starting off with Knights, and then we're going to go into Burning Rangers, and finish the set of three off with Space Channel 5 Part 2. Back in a bit.
listening to Radio Sega's 24-hour Segathon, where you're listening to me go mentally unstable and raising money for BBC Children in Need at the same time. To donate money for the appeal, go to justgiving.com/Segathon and donate whatever you can. Please remember to press the gift aid button, that will add more to your donation. For even more information on BBC's Children Need Appeal, especially including ways on how you can join in if you want to do some fundraising yourself, then go to bbc.co.uk/Pudsey. P-U-D-S-E-Y. Pudsey, as in Pudsey the Bear. You Americans have probably never heard of him. I hope you enjoy listening to me unsettle myself over the next 24 hours. And if nothing else, it's proving to be a very entertaining ride. Coming up now, more great music.
Every last minute there of Space Channel 5 Part 2 and Save Space Michael, which, you know, I suppose you can save Michael Jackson in a game world, but in real life you're probably a little bit too late, to be honest. Before that we had Heartbreaking Encounter from Burning Rangers, absolute tune. I love that song till the day I die. It is one of Sonic Team's greatest final boss themes, I have to be honest. And then before that we had Aleki Sparkle from Knights. So yeah, I've just noticed on Skype that we have a Blitzchris around, so I'm just in the process of trying to see if he's up for coming in for a chat, if he's got the time. I mean, whether we'd be able to hold a conversation with the three of us, I don't know, but we'll see. We should be able to.
I'll invite him in if he wants to come in.
We shall see how it's going at the moment. Right, we've obviously got a couple more people leaving the IRC now. Little Red 615 has left, and it looks like Voice is leaving as well. Yes, Blitzquiz is indeed around on Skype, but we're not getting a response as yet. Oh, and saying that, he is actually now writing. Scribble.
To be fair, for some people, I think anyone that actually manages to stay up for the entire 24 hours is stupid and insane, but also deserves a commendation. Everyone failed at that because I kind of took a nap before my allotted time and overslept.
Yes, well, at the minute, it seems like he's only just woken up, so maybe a little later. I don't think he was interested yesterday, but I think he thought that we were already doing it yesterday, so.
I'll be here.
Go on.
No, I was going to start an entirely new subject, so you go on first.
No, that's fine. You can go ahead with that, because all I was going to do is just babble, which is generally what I've been doing for most of the night, so actually having a topic would be helpful.
I was going to say, I told you earlier, I've been experimenting since I have I have a US account on my PS3, as you well know, and I've been looking at PS2 classics. The selection is interesting. I can understand the two I've downloaded because the company is quite heavy on re-releasing their stuff, essentially, at the moment. It's interesting because obviously I've got the slim PS3, so I don't have PS2 emulation naturally anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what stuff is on there? I mean, I've heard of a few, but not a lot.
There's nothing majorly well known except Maximo.
What, the first one?
I think that's the most prolific title on there. There's nothing from like any of the big hits. There's no Square Enix games, no Eidos games yet, nothing like that. I mean, the two that I download, they're all $9.99 at the moment. But I downloaded two. I downloaded Odin Sphere by a company called Atlas. Although I think that was just the publisher. And one called Grim by Nippon Ichi Software, or NIS. But they were both developed by a company called VanillaWare, I believe.
I mean, I think with Odin Sphere, I'm fairly sure that was published by Square Enix over here.
Quite possibly. Because Square Enix did a lot of stuff for Europe. I've had a quick go at, I mean, I must admit, I kind of got into them based on an LP that I watched, and you know, they both look like quite nice games. I can't give you a full recommendation because I've only played both just to test them. To be honest, the emulation seems very good. The resolution is that's purely because it's a PS2 resolution rather than a PS3 resolution. Obviously. Yeah, it's something you just live with. So, you know, it seems to be working quite nicely at the moment, so I'm not going to complain. Although, mind you, I still need to go back and try and finish Final Fantasy IX at some point.
Yeah, I need to try and go back to the Final Fantasies at some point, actually.
I've got 6, 7 and 9 on the PS3. I haven't bought 8 because I thought 8 was a bit shit, to be honest.
I liked 8. I think we always have this discussion about Final Fantasy, and I always mention that I like 8, and it always seems like I'm kind of just punching above my weight, really, and nobody really seems to side with me, and all sorts.
Nice ideas. You know, you could, like, equip magic to certain attributes in order to increase them and all that.
Mm.
It was a really nice idea, but it broke the game, was the problem. Because you could just attach 100 of a magic onto that particular stat, and you just become overpowered. I think for me the big one was the final boss, and even like the secret bosses as well. All I did was I got Zell, the punching guy.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you learn like his first two basic commands, you can pull them off in about 7 seconds each, max. And that means you can pull off about a 60-70 hit combo. And if you just power his attack up, they all do 9999 damage. And I think I defeated the final boss in basically the way the final boss worked. I managed to defeat her in one go, plus one hit each time she transformed.
Hmm.
She lost so much health in that first hit. Sorry. Yeah, broken.
I don't quite understand this. On the IRC, Tails 1137 is going, soap is a bomb made of milk is a bomb made of soap is a bomb made of milk is a bomb made of soap is a bomb made of milk is a bomb made of soap is a bomb made of milk is a cow. What? That just messes with your head, especially when you've been awake for as long as I have. I'm actually 3 hours shy of being awake for 24 hours, never mind actually doing the rest of this show just yet. So,
let's put it this way, it could be worse. You could be playing Earthworm Jim and watching cows being launched.
Very true, very true. Mr. Awesome, I think Final Fantasy VII is the best. Oh dear lord. Let's not go there. We're going to just quietly forget that was ever mentioned. And I'm going to go cue some Sega music up instead. I am not.
Each of them had their strengths and weaknesses. I think Final Fantasy VII has probably the trickiest bosses, which is why I quite like it. Ruby Weapons is a absolute nightmare.
I think the story was just very substandard. It was very poorly written. There was just massive gaping plot holes that made no sense. I enjoy the Final Fantasy VII franchise more than I do the actual game. I think the Crisis Core, Dirge of Cerberus, and Advent Children are a lot better than Final Fantasy VII itself is.
I have a soft spot for 9. I have never finished 6, and that's purely because I always stop playing at the halfway point for some weird reason. I think first time was because my PS1 broke, and then I lost the game, so... I'm now going for it a second time on the PS3, and I've stopped playing it for some reason, and I need to go back and finish it. But yeah, 9's always held a soft spot for me. 12.
Yeah.
In fact, I never finished 12.
I liked 12. 12, I just felt, was a bit long. It didn't really seem like it was going anywhere very quickly.
Problem I had with, 12 or 13, which one am I saying?
No, 12.
13, shit. 12, I have, 12 I'm a bit undecided about, because it's got enough there to keep you entertained, and it's an interesting system. 13 was absolute utter shite, that's the one.
I liked that as well.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I never. The only thing I ever did in the game was press auto battle, and I did that for 10 hours of gameplay. This is gameplay, not cutscene. And I'm sorry if I can be defeating bosses by just pressing auto battle. Something's wrong.
I think Final Fantasy is in need of a reinvention after 13-2. I think 15 should be A rethink.
The thing is, there's certain titles like that. Final Fantasy Tactics Advance and Advance 2, or A2, I do quite love. And Crystal Defenders, I did quite like as well.
I've not played that one.
You've got to give it a... It's a tower defense game. You either like it or you don't.
Oh no, Crystal Defenders. I'm thinking of the... What was it called? The one that was out on the Wii. It was part of the Crystal Chronicles series. It's like Crystal Walkers or something.
Yeah, I did play that one.
Right, well, I'm going to... I think it's about time we get some more music on. It's been about 15 minutes since we last had a music break. So yes, we've had this been requested from Tales 1137, so we're going to get this on first. It is Fantasy Zone and Opa Opa. And then I've just queued up three tracks, but to be quite fair, I think it's probably best we keep those a secret, because it will be hilarious that way.
Oh dear.
Yes, well, not quite oh dear, they're not bad songs per se, I just think it'd be nice if you find out what they are when they start playing for a change. So, do enjoy. Okay, that seems to be the wrong version of Critic's Choice that I was playing, so never mind. Before that, we had Mad Racer from Mega Driver, the Egg Cerberus and Egg Genesis boss battle from Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, and Opa Opa from Fantasy Zone.
Did you play them just because of the sheer amount of them you get on tweet?
Possibly. I've not actually done Sonic Tweet in ages, so I think I've lost like 2 days worth of cards. I just cannot, this weekend, I just could not be bothered with it, to be honest. So, I will probably go back to it soon.
The nice thing with the way my room is set up is that I am currently in bed. I'm using an Xbox 360 headset along with an Xbox 360 controller, so I must admit I'm surprised at how well this actually works out. But yes, what should we talk about then?
Not sure, just updating a few things.
Well, do we want serious discussion or light-hearted discussion?
I don't know.
Word as much as possible, by the way. That's our last, you know, resort tactic.
What's that?
B-word.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure if that's a conversation we need to be having at this sort of time in morning.
Actually, I think this is the perfect time in the morning to do so if we wanted to.
Well, again, let's open this up to the floor, although the last time we tried to do this it didn't really work out too well. Would anybody in the IRC object to us talking about boobs? I'll wait, it's okay. Yeah, I'll wait for someone. I'll wait for the stream to catch up with the delay.
Yes. In the meantime, I'm going to go grab Wolfenstein the Chow. Just for boobs. He's currently guarding my pill bottle, which has no pills in it, so...
Silver Sonic says lol, so I suppose, just out of curiosity, why? Well, who knows? Why not?
I think we have offended poor old Mr. Raccoon, because obviously he does not like them.
Oh... Well,
we could talk about the other thing, but yeah.
No, I think that's something. I think that would be a bit off-putting. In fact, I think this entire conversation could be off-putting to somebody. And yes, 7 hours. We're now 7 hours through. We did a grand total of £10 in that last hour, but it's all right because it took us to the £250 mark, so it's nice. It's a nice total. It means that if we added gift aid on as well, we are now looking at £283.75. Do what 24-hour news does. Won't start repeating ourselves. I don't think that's fun.
Here's an interesting topic of conversation. While I've got Wolfenstein here. Chow Gardens. Do you want to see him come back?
I think there's certainly the appeal for them. I think, or not so much the appeal for them, I think that it's possible to do them. I mean, obviously, on the Dreamcast, you could do it through the VDU, or the VMU, sorry, not VDU, through the VMU, and then obviously, when the games got ported to the Dreamcast, you could do it through a GBA link cable. I think you can certainly do it now with a 3DS and a Wii, or even the Wii U and a 3DS. So the capability to do it is there. Whether or not it's actually, whether or not it's something that will actually happen, I'm not sure.
Oh no, no, I'm more thinking, do you think there's a want for it from anyone? Because I mean, I was one of the girls at work was looking through my drawings the other day, and she noticed one of the drawings I have has Wolfenstein in it. By the way, guys, Wolfenstein is my chow plushie. She noticed it in there. It's like, oh, I remember those things. Why aren't they in the new games? It's like, fair enough.
It is an interesting point, isn't it? But, I'm not too sure. Chow got an app on the 3DS.
Do you think there's a little too much of a grind fest to get some of the latest challenges? Excuse me. I'm still trying to make my way to the Chow Garden, get the Chow Garden achievements on the Xbox version.
Yeah.
Mainly because I can't be asked. My aim was going to be originally, do a level a day, collect stuff, force them onto my Chow.
I agree with the point being made there. I honestly do. I just thought that there was.
Neither me nor Gabby are particularly awake enough to have a serious discussion on either said topic of the female chest or male pelvic area.
Yeah.
I'm not in a mood to talk about the female chest. Something must be wrong with me.
Yeah. Something very wrong. I have to be honest, because this topic's here. I don't really go out of my way to offend people, and I do hate it when I do offend them if I don't intend to. But I don't. One thing I most certainly don't do is I don't try and pander to people so that I don't offend them. I'm just, I am me, and if something that I say offends someone, I apologise as being courteous, but then leave it at that, and I certainly wouldn't go around and try and go, oh, I'm really, really sorry, is there anything that I can do to make it better? I wouldn't do that. But, I'm just saying don't even apologise. Well, it depends on, I suppose it depends on what you're saying, but, yeah.
I wasn't apologising, I was explaining why we're not actually doing either of the things.
Yeah.
Not really an apology. What was it? Darn it, brain's gone. Oh, yeah. The main thing... I mean, I know I'm not particularly bothered about what other people's opinions are, because anyone that knows my opinion on some of the more recent Sonic games will know that I don't exactly go any further. And certainly with Generations, a lot of people who I've said my opinion to have just gone, "You're wrong." And it's like, I'm sorry, that's what I think about the game.
I think with Generations it's very much a love it and hate it. I've heard opinions from, I know this is obviously a topic that you didn't really want to get into too much, so I don't know whether we'll dwell on this or not. I've heard opinions from all sorts of sources. I've obviously heard your opinion from yourself. I've heard I was talking to AAUK about it yesterday. It's not yesterday now, it would have been Friday, sorry. I was talking to him on Friday about it. I've been talking to Pete about it and loads of other people, and everyone's got different opinions. I mean, I personally, I love it. I don't think it's perfect. I don't think it's the greatest Sonic game ever created. I think it's the best HD Sonic to have come out because personally I think Colours is better, but I wouldn't class that as HD. I think Colours is the best that Sonic's been in 3D. Generations is a very close second. And I think that Generations continues when it comes to a 3D Sonic, Generations, whilst taking a step backwards, still continues the momentum that Sonic Team seem to be building for themselves when it comes to making good Sonic games again. Because it's by no means a bad game, it's just short. And Generations in its entire being doesn't go anywhere.
I will say one thing. That I'll say for Sonic Generations, I do feel the reviews for it have been highly biased either way, and it doesn't do the game any favours because of it. I find that Sonic suffers from a very, very weird affliction in reviews, in that people seem to have an opinion of the game before they review it, and that's almost always blatantly carried forward in the reviews. So if they've already, if they dislike the modern games anyway, then the review will be shit.
I can see where you're coming from. I think the other problem is with reviews is everybody wants a Sonic game to be good. I don't think there's anybody who sits there and thinks it's going to be awful, because, it's the fact that Sonic's managed to go for 20 years when you're looking at games like Sonic 06 in particular, which should have destroyed the franchise and stopped it dead in its tracks, and yet here we are 5 years later still playing Sonic games. It's partly Sonic being stubborn, or Sega being stubborn and just going, no, we're not stopping.
I think don't get me wrong, I'm kind of glad Sonic's still around because it's a piece of my childhood. One of the bigger reasons I dislike the Mario series is because it's a bit of a weird one, but it kind of has this whole image of every Mario game that comes out is perfect, almost. I've never seen a bad review for a Mario game. In fact, I've never seen a not near perfect review for a Mario game.
I think the closest you'd probably get is Super Mario Sunshine. I think of recent Mario games, that was the one that people seemed the most divided on.
Not at the time they didn't. At the time, it
really? I had the... Well, I mean, I might just be taking it from Mina's opinion, and I like to take her opinion on all things Nintendo, because she is admittedly more Nintendo than Sega. And she hates Super Mario Sunshine. She loved Mario 64, she loves Mario Galaxy to pieces, and she adores Luigi's Mansion. But you put her in front of Super Mario Sunshine, and she hates it. Absolutely hates it.
Like Sunshine for the fact that it tried to do something different, and I think it worked the better for it. I dislike Galaxy 2, especially because it is just Galaxy 1 with levels ripped from Mario 64 as well.
Well, I think the thing is, the problem with Mario Galaxy 2 though was that it was always meant to be a sort of an add-on game, wasn't it? It was meant to be the original working title was Super Mario Galaxy 1.5, and it was only when Miyamoto decided that the game was going to be too big to have it as like an add-on to the original that they decided to turn it into a full-blown sequel. So, but I think the fact that it was so similar to Galaxy was purely because it wasn't meant to be a sequel. It was meant to be like a bolt-on type thing that you'd play alongside the first one. It got too big.
That's fine and all, but at the same time, you say it was just an add-on. They just ripped everything. There's very, very little original in it. I think for me, the one reason I respected the Sonic series is that they've made sure with each game they try to do something different so that the gaming even, you know, Sonic 06, it wasn't a very good game, I'll admit that. That doesn't mean they didn't do anything right in it. I still think Shadow's gameplay in that was a really good idea. It wasn't executed well, but it was a really good idea. With all this chaos powers and such. And if Shadow's ever going to be in the game again, I want to see them return. Simple as. Just done well, not done crappy.
I think the problem with 06 is it was rushed to reach a market that didn't really need it at the time.
And it was also the fact that their director and producer was quit halfway through as well.
I think the game was bad before he left, though. I think he jumped ship when he realised, and he got out before his reputation was ruined.
People are saying every Mario game is better than Sonic 06. I'd actually disagree with that. But I shall say no more than that. But yeah, for me, the one thing that I dislike about the Mario series is purely the fact that, okay, don't get me wrong, they're usually good, solid games, yes. They are not perfect. And the fact that they almost unanimously get perfect scores, and most of the reasons...
I think when it comes to, you see, this is the thing, because I'm probably going to have to disagree here. When it comes to Nintendo, I think they've always got this idea of if it isn't broke, then don't fix it. They just change things around a little, but the core stays the same, and it's worked well for them. And I think the thing is I think they innovate enough to keep people interested. Like the general public, obviously you can't please everybody, but you want to. You have your target audience, and Nintendo. Mario is very much a core platformer. I think they aim it to the people who were there since the game started coming out in 1985, but they. I mean, I agree with Silver Sonic. There, some Mario games do get better scores than they deserve. They do. I personally, as much as I love Mario platformers, I refuse to believe that Super Mario 64 is amazing. I don't like it. I don't like 64 at all. My
it definitely deserves credit it got. And so Mario 64 definitely, it reinvented itself as a genre, and it made sure that the Mario series worked by reshifting focus from essentially platforming to exploration.
Mm.
For me, 64 deserves status, and I'm happy to admit it hasn't aged well at all. It is aged terribly.
I think the problem is, though, is this is where it's kind of gone wrong, because Sega took a look at that and then went, we can do that. And that's where the problem was, when you took speed out of Sonic and gave him exploration instead of platforming.
See, I don't think they did do that. I think they stuck too close to their roots. And the problem is the Sonic... Let me take a different example. Worms. Worms 3D. Worms 3D, as far as a transition from 2D to 3D went, you know, they made the mechanics work well. But Worms doesn't work in 3D, is essentially it.
Mm.
So while they did a good job making Worms work in 3D, the core concept of the game just doesn't work in 3D. And I think the same is true with Sonic. And that's especially prevalent in Generations, I think. Because you'll notice that half of 3D Sonic levels are 2D, and the parts that are in 3D are basically a straight path forward and could be done in 2D anyway. Again, personal opinion. I think, for me, I think the reason I get so annoyed about a lot of Nintendo franchises is because they're just goddamn late now, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, it's
you know, I may be wrong, Skyward Sword may be actually the fact that they have gone and looked at the series and think, we've done the same game now since Ocarina of Time, essentially. Majora's Mask was a bit different, but, you know,
I think Majora's Mask was the most remarkable departure of all of them. I mean, obviously, you know, the storyline is still the same, and it's still, you know, I mean, Eurogamer noted in their review this, like, you know, it's no spoiler to say that the first temple is a forest temple, and the first tool you get is a slingshot. You know, it's in that regards, it's still the same, but it's just Nintendo have learnt how to twist things, and the fact that the actual game now is going to take upwards of 50 hours to complete. It certainly sounds an awful lot longer than any other Zelda game. I mean, Twilight Princess, I had it finished in about 20 hours. So you're already talking a game that should be twice as long.
I'm going to be sceptical until I play it, and I'm not going to be able to play it for a long time, because A, I no longer have a Wii, and B, I haven't got enough room in my room to actually use a Wii, to be honest. You know, if Skyward Sword proves me wrong, fine. But as far as I'm concerned, looking at Mario for the 3DS, you know, they are just taking old ideas and reusing them again. I can't see any reason why anyone would want to buy Super Mario Land 3D when they could just replay the older ones.
I quite like the look of Super Mario 3D Land, actually. I played it at Eurogamer, and it is actually quite a little fun little platformer. So,
you know, I don't think it could be a bad game. I just wish you would actually at least try and give the player something new, rather than an old concept with, you know, mixed up levels. It's a personal opinion, and I admit that.
Right then, I'm going to presume that you can hear me okay now. I've gone and put the change the audio cable around so that I'm now broadcasting straight to Sam and not via Skype. So I'm going to wait a little bit just to see if everything's all nice and clear. If it is, then we can crack on with the rest of the show. The sun should start rising soon. It's still dark and foggy. As I'm clear now. Awesome. Right. Fantastic. There's a lot of cracking. Well, now, I don't think there is right now, actually. We'll leave Skype signed in so that I can talk to people. Or just one person who I don't have an MSN, actually, if it turns up. I might just turn all the auto repeaters off. What does it hurt? Right, I'm going to get some music on while I sort this out. We're going to start off with a track from Headhunter, and it's called Assault on the Mall. We'll be right back.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
Yes, we're still on 250 quid. and it looks like, obviously, this hour is going to be a bit of a quiet one. We're broadcasting to people, people are clearly listening, but we just, you know, not quite made any money yet. We're on a good little value, though. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And, random tweet is random. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you indeed. And we are, of course, getting close to the end of the 8th hour of broadcasting. And hopefully the sun will start coming up soon, because I quite like to see daytime again. And, yes. I don't really know what to say. I'm just going to try to follow the conversation on the IRC and then broadcast it across. Talking about the possibilities of Knuckles Chaotix being re-released, I think, I personally think that it would have been done by now had it not been for the fact that Mighty and Snack, or Span, depending on what you like to name them, talking about Sega Sonic Arcade. I've actually queued a track up that you were talking about. I think I'm playing now, actually. It's a bit strange. Sonic Shuffle. I think this is a point where we're starting to notice that different territories are a bit different, because I'm saying that Sonic Shuffle is rare, and clearly it's not rare over in America, because over here, if you wanted to get a copy of Sonic Shuffle, it was going to in the IRC, you wanted a SST band track playing, and I can't remember what it's called. I don't, maybe if I do a quick scan. says. I like that track, actually. It's really very good. I don't know, very good at this T-Bone track. Actually, it looks pretty good. Oh, right, the Olympic Games. Yes, I see, tracking backwards now. The Olympic Games are actually fun. The first one was, anyway. The Olympic Winter Games isn't quite so fun. I find that the titles for those games actually start getting even more longer and ridiculous. The more the series goes on. You are looking at the next Winter Olympics game, if there is going to be one, called Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. And then you've got Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. I don't know. So, they're very, very strange. Olympic.org, official website of the Olympic Movement. Olympic Movement, it sounds like some sort of political party. When he says when Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games releases here in America, I'll consider that the official countdown towards the real Summer Olympics. Well, we've been doing that since a year, really. You know, since we got to the year before the games we've been counting down. Yeah. We were always counting down for stuff like that. We were actually. When you're playing the Sonic Tetra Mix, if you haven't, and the Sonic, I'm not a sailor. I don't know where anyone gets the idea that I'm a sailor. I'm not a sailor at all. Silver Sonic's asking when am I going to play his remix. I've not downloaded it yet. Your remix will be played in about 12 hours from now, I imagine, because if I do decide to play it, it will be when I need to go and get some tea. The Streets of Rage DJ set will be dinner time, so we're looking at about 7 hours. So, no time soon is the short answer to those questions. No time soon at all. But thank you for asking. It's nice to see that people are inquisitive about these sorts of things. In fact, the first track of this music bit that we've got is quite short. Get another song in. And then I'll be able to just go lay down for a couple of minutes. Let's have... that will take us into hour 8. Yes, that'd be fine. Oh, apparently 10:11:37 asks everyone if they're a sailor because of a laser. Link to the video, can't really watch it because I'm live on radio, so we'll get around to it. Obviously we've been losing listeners a little bit during the course of the evening. Still not doing too badly though, we're on 23, so if you're still here listening to me, that's brilliant. It does kind of work out as being pretty much everyone is in the IRC and then some. But, you know, by all means, thank you for... thank you for staying tuned in for so long, I suppose. Anyway, it's time to get that music played. We've got 4 tracks coming up, at which point, obviously, I will get the Twitter and Facebook updated for the 8th hour. Anyway, enjoy some Rice Star.
next time, try to grab a right cab, okay? Radio DC Fun Time continues with Yoshiri Katsuya Kobayashi. Sonic You Can Do Anything remix from Little Planet Fire. From the best-selling Sega lineup, and this one's called Sonic You Can Do Everything, Anything, the very special mix for you. I'd like you to meet a chunky ex-sumo reggae man.